Rain soaks Rose Parade in California and snow squalls hit Midwest and Northeast on first day of 2026. Rain poured down on the iconic Rose Parade on Thursday for the first time in 20 years, as flood warnings and evacuation orders in Southern California joined snow squalls and frigid temperatures in the country's midsection to mark the first day of 2026. Marching bands, floats and throngs of spectators were soaked by 1 to 2 inches of New Year's Day rain at the 137th Rose Parade in Pasadena. The mercury stood at a chilly 58 degrees Fahrenheit at the 8 a.m. start of the parade. Across the country, in New York City, hats and gloves were as necessary as noisemakers at the city's New Year's Eve ball drop, where temperatures near freezing appeared to be the coldest in 10 years. Hundreds of thousands of people gather along the nearly 6-mile route in Pasadena, where the 2-hour parade kicked off. Millions more watch on national television. Organizers at the Pasadena Tournament of Roses, the group that organizes the parade ahead of the Rose Bowl college football game, said they made only small changes to accommodate the weather, such as the tops being up on convertibles carrying Grand Marshal Irvin, Magic Johnson and other VIPs. Rain forecasts for the Rose Parade, which had been dry for 20 years, grew all week. On Thursday, the National Weather Service issued a flood watch for all California counties and a coastal flood advisory through Sunday afternoon along much of the Pacific coast near San Francisco. Meanwhile, residents in the areas hit hardest by last year's devastating Los Angeles area wildfires were under evacuation warnings. In New York City, the sun came out ahead of Mayor Zoran Mamdani's inaugural celebration, but other areas of the Northeast and Midwest were hit by an Alberta Clipper storm and trailing Arctic front that brought snow squalls and high winds. Conditions varied widely, from snow showers to heavier squalls, from Wisconsin through northern Illinois and Michigan and into northern New Jersey, southeastern New York and New England. About a quarter of flights were delayed out of both San Diego International Airport and Boston Logan, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware.